I do get those emails primarily from employees wanting to change their direct deposits. They look very real, those emails, but we've implemented, we will not change anything unless I get something in person from the employees. And that we carry over to any sort of payable. We're going to reach out, we're going to talk to the vendor and ensure, because that's what it sounds like happened at Dickinson. A trusted partner called and requested they change their deposit for an invoice, the deposit account where it's going into, and they did. And then they found out it was not, in fact, the trusted partner who requested that change.